From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. Today, the story of the Dallas Mavericks and the Shreveport Swamp Dragons. So what does the Texas-based NBA franchise have in common with a North Louisiana city's former AA minor league baseball team? Well, when the owner of a sports team wants to justify moving their franchise to another market, sports fans in Shreveport have seen this act before. And any sports fans living around the Shreveport area during the early 2000s witnessed the city's minor league baseball team being intentionally sabotaged and then moved to the new team owner's preferred city. This current situation with the NBA's Dallas Mavericks looks remarkably similar to something I witnessed back in Louisiana two decades ago. First, the local sports team owner sells the local franchise to an out-of-town ownership group. Then the new team owner alienates the fan base by making a series of infuriating management decisions. Next, the team raises ticket prices even while the team's on-field performance is waning. Finally, the team cites the diminished local interest to justify moving the team to another market, the same one they probably had in mind when they purchased the franchise to begin with. If you think this sounds a little bit like the pro baseball movie Major League, you're on the right track. The Dallas Mavericks are making all the wrong moves right now, unless that was the plan all along by the team's new ownership group. Since the city of Dallas was granted an NBA expansion franchise all the way back in 1980, the Dallas Mavericks have seen more down years than championship banners. In the year 2000, billionaire businessman Mark Cuban spent $285 million to purchase the majority interest in the Dallas Mavericks from none other than H. Ross Perot Jr., yep, the same man that ran for president twice. Mark Cuban, who is a bona fide basketball fan, became a very active owner who weighed in on a lot of issues surrounding his basketball team. And under his watch, the Dallas Mavericks won their first and only NBA title in June 2011 as perennial All-Star forward Dirk Nowitzki finally earned a championship ring. After helping the Mavericks make the playoffs in 17 of his 23 years as the team owner, Mark Cuban sold his controlling interest in the Dallas Mavericks to Las Vegas casino owners Miriam Adelson and Patrick Dumont in December 2023. Mark Cuban snagged over $2.6 billion for selling a 69% interest in his NBA team. Cuban still retains a 27% piece of the Dallas Mavericks. These new Las Vegas-based majority owners have been pushing to legalize casino gambling in the Lone Star State of Texas. Though the new owners say that they have no plans to move the team to Las Vegas, even if Texas does not approve gambling in the coming years, should they be trusted? Well, how does this story tie in with a Shreveport minor league baseball team? The Shreveport Captains were longtime participants in the Class AA Texas League. The city built a brand new baseball stadium called Fairgrounds Field in 1985 as the fans rejoiced and returned in solid numbers over the next decade. But then as a few major employers either closed their plants or moved employees elsewhere, attendance slowly waned during the late 1990s to less than 1,500 fans per home game. Enter out-of-state owner Mandalay Entertainment. Primarily a movie company based in Hollywood, Mandalay also operated a growing sports division which purchased and operated several minor league baseball franchises. In 2001, Mandalay purchased the Shreveport Captains franchise from their longtime and personally involved local owner. That new owner, though, wanted a clean start, so they immediately changed the team's nickname to the Shreveport Swamp Dragons. And the locals were confused and embarrassed by the baseball team's goofy-sounding new nickname. Shreveport does not have any swamps like South Louisiana does, and no dragons have ever been seen flying around the Arklatex area either. The baseball team's new nickname was just double dumb. Then Mandalay increased the ticket prices in a city which was already struggling to support its team. After the departure of a few major employers in that prior decade, Shreveport baseball fans voted against the price increases with their feet. The former team owner had provided discounts for military personnel stationed at nearby Barksdale Air Force Base to help encourage local attendance. The new team owner dropped all of those discounts. See you right number two. At the same time, a new baseball stadium was under construction down I-20 West in the Dallas suburb of Frisco, Texas. As attendance for Shreveport's Texas League AA franchise started to drop like a rock, that new baseball stadium Frisco was seeking a tenant. How convenient. Steve Reich three. At the end of the second year of Mandalay Baseball LLC's ownership, the Shreveport AA baseball franchise was relocated to its new baseball stadium and home in Frisco, Texas, and they are still known as the Frisco Rough Riders today. The NBA's Dallas Mavericks may be on a similar trajectory. First, the new team owners in Dallas recently traded Luka Doncic, the Mavericks' most popular player since the retirement of Dirk Nowitzki. The 25-year-old Doncic, a seven-time NBA All-Star already, is now a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. In return, the Lakers sent their aging center, Anthony Davis, who's also now injured and not playing at this time, to join guard Kyrie Irving, who also just injured his knee and he's out for the rest of the season. A large number of Dallas Mavericks fans have indicated a willingness to sell and/or end their season ticket orders. With declining fan interest, the new Dallas Mavericks ownership just announced an 8% ticket price increase for next year. Yes, it seems a bit tone-deaf to raise your ticket prices after shipping the Dallas fan favorite Luka Doncic to Los Angeles and his replacement sits on the bench with a lengthy injury. So are the Dallas Mavericks trying to alienate their fans enough to justify moving the team to Las Vegas? It does seem obvious that the new ownership group for the Dallas Mavericks is not in agreement with the wishes of their longtime local fans. Even Dallas Mavericks former majority owner Mark Cuban cannot understand what the team was thinking by trading Luka Doncic, one of the top young players in all of the NBA. Earlier this week, Mark Cuban said, quote, "No disrespect to Anthony Davis, but I still firmly believe that if we had gotten four unprotected number one choices, like first-round picks, plus Anthony Davis, this might be a different conversation." Oh yeah. Instead, the Mavericks received zero first-round picks in what may become one of the worst trades in NBA history. Needless to say, the current ownership group is not pleased that the local fans are grousing, and speculation exists that perhaps the Luka Doncic trade was intentional sabotage. New Dallas Mavericks majority owner Patrick Dumont, from his Las Vegas office, I might add, chirped his dissatisfaction at this increasing Dallas to Las Vegas rumor. He claimed, quote, "I'm not sure where all this is coming from. Our family happens to live in Las Vegas, but we have investments all over the world. Dallas is the city we wanted to be in, and that's where the Mavericks are going to be." Okay. Back in 2018, 7 years ago? Really? Your Swamp Swami here saw a similar game plan being utilized by baseball's Oakland A's. I might have been a few years ahead of myself, but the franchise relocation game, though, is not new. And guess where the Oakland A's are moving in a couple of years? Yep, Las Vegas. Last September, the final Major League Baseball game was played in Oakland Coliseum. The team is now going to begin playing their next three seasons at an interim home in Sacramento, California, while Las Vegas constructs a brand new stadium to welcome their incoming Major League Baseball franchise. Did you know that Las Vegas already hosts the NBA's Summer League games? All that city is lacking right now to entertain visitors with year-round Major League sports is an NBA franchise. Does anyone know of an NBA team which might consider moving to Vegas in a few years? In the event that the Dallas Mavericks should announce a name change to something goofy like the North Texas Dirty Dribblers, those moving bands with Nevada license plates are likely on the way to Big D. I'm Swamp Swami.